On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Monday, the 8th of July. And today, Paul Cronin, the Australian actor who played Dave Sullivan in The Sullivans, is 81 years old. Ian McFadden, the Australian comic and writer, remember he started the comedy company?
Ah, yes, I do.
He's 71 today. Angelica Houston, the US actress, is 68. Kevin Bacon, the US actor, stars in loads of movies, including Footloose. He turns 61 today. Billy Crudup, the American actor who starred in Almost Famous, is 51. Joan Osborne, the singer who had that hit in 1996, this one.
What if God was one of us?
Yeah, that's one of us. She's 57. Beck, US singer, guitarist, and songwriter, is 49.
Of course, he had this one. That's Loser.
And Jaden Smith, the son of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, is 21 years old today.
It was on this day in 1929 that taxi cabs were introduced in Sydney.
Margaret Court became the first Australian to win the Wimbledon women's singles title on this day in 1963.
The Seekers split up on this day in 1968, but they reunited in 1993 for a 25th anniversary tour.
Diet Coke was unveiled in America in 1982. It was the first new brand since 1886 to use the Coca-Cola trademark.
Melrose Place, remember that?
Oh, it's terrible.
Debuted on US TV on this day in 1992.
How about the Spice Girls in 1996 released this debut single?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really wanna.
How could you forget the film clip? That's Wannabe. And NASA's final shuttle, the Atlantis, lifted off on this day in 2011.
And that's on this day for Monday, the 8th of July.